Good morning. This is Mark Bull with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 17th. The grains overnight, we had December corn up 4.25 cents at 518, September wheat up 18 cents at 679.5, but that was a dime off the highs. November beans up 12.25 cents at 1383. While the Russians did cancel the Ukrainian deal, they didn't extend it at any rate. Talks are going to continue. Apparently, Putin wants a deal, but he wants conditions met before he'll sign any deal. So the deal is off for the moment. We'll see if it ever gets reestablished. We have pretty good weather around the country, except obviously the West, where it's awful hot and dry, record heat, and the Northeast, where they're getting flooding day after day. Most of the Midwest is in fairly decent shape, though it looks like we're going to start getting hotter and drier as we move toward August. The crop progress reports tonight at 3 o'clock should show that we've seen some improvement, despite, you know, the winds and the tornadoes and everything else that's out there. I would think the net result would be maybe 1 to 2 percentage points higher in the corn and beans. The NOPA crush is going to come out today. Their estimate is 170.6. That's not a bad number, higher than last year. So it's down from last month, but it should be a decent number. But I think the trade's going to focus on a couple of things here. The dollar's been lower. We've been under 100 points here the last couple of days. Tells me that there's more risk to the downside. That should be helpful for the grains. There's all this talk about the heat in August and later on in July. It'll probably have more of an impact on the beans moving forward than the corn, but we'll see what happens out here. The end of the week, the August bean options expire, the meal and the oil expire. We'll see where they go out. But overall, I don't think the lack of an export deal with Russia and Ukraine is that big of a deal. The wheat broke 10 cents overnight off its highs, but I think, you know, that's in the market. It's not there. It's going to be a problem to some extent, but I think the bigger question is, you know, how is the weather and how are the crops doing overall? And I think that's going to play on more traders' minds than anything else. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.